are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate. And joining me this morning is Judy Fosham. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here with me. And a lot of people look forward to this time of year because it's the Hayes Play. And this is the 70th annual.
Right. Yep.
And it's going to
be the longest consecutive running play in the state of South Dakota.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a great time. I know you always work so hard on it, but tell us about this year's production, what it's about, and what people can expect to find when they come on out.
Okay, it's called Trouble in Tumbleweed, and Tumbleweed is a small town in Dakota Territory back in the 1880s.
Okay.
And it's written by Tim Kelly, and it's about a rich guy from Boston that's wanting to make a town in South Dakota when it gets divided to become the new capital. And he's been doing all kinds of things to try to make this little town get built up and be a real show place. And something is happening to the money and things that just don't go the way it's supposed to.
Aha. Uh-huh. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Why did you choose this particular production?
I wanted something that just involved quite a few people, mm-hmm. big age difference. There's 20 characters, but 18 actors.
Oh, very nice.
There's two that are doubled up, and I have a range from 12 years old on up into late 60s.
Wow. That's quite the age range. And how long has this one been in the works? I'm sure you've been working on it for a while, right, Judy?
We started working on it, it was about the end of January.
So is it?
And
has it been a tough one for people to get into? Or it kind of sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to get into and get the characters down.
It is a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun picking the ones that I thought matched the character.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing has been to get everybody together for a practice.
That's always a tough one.
People, it's hard.
Yeah, trying to work out all those schedules and get everybody there. But it sounds like you've had plenty of time to kind of iron out any wrinkles, and you guys are ready to go this weekend.
Yes, we are. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Fantastic. And the evening shows are Friday and Saturday, and then you've got a matinee on Sunday, right?
Right. The evening performances are at 7 Central Time, and the afternoon one on Sunday is at 2 Central Time.
Wonderful. So this is going to be at the Hayes Hall. You always do such a great job. And tickets are available right at the door, right, Judy?
Right. Yep. And they're $5 a piece.
And always, concessions available, too.
Yes, they are. And that's a free will donation, but yes, they're available also.
Wonderful. So, Trouble in Tumbleweed. It sounds like a really great show, and I know you guys are looking forward to present it to the public. And it's always well-received for the Hayes Play. You're very popular around the area.
Well, it's really been very well-attended. We can't complain at all.
Absolutely.
No, it's a lot of fun putting it on, as well as it's the audience seems to really enjoy it.
That is great. Yeah, you guys do such a great job. I know you'll have a wonderful time this weekend, but we encourage folks to get out, catch one of the shows, or maybe, they'll come Friday night and want to come see it again over the weekend.
And that's just fine, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Judy, for joining us this morning, and I look forward to catching the production.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Judy Fosham. She is the director for the Hayes Play, the 70th annual this year, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check it out at the Hayes Hall. They always do such a great job. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate.